Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I feel like a right idiot today.
Why?
Well, I left my house in summer t-shirt and shorts combo this morning, and now it's gone cold.
Me too.
I feel stupid. You look equally stupid.
Yeah, I know. Thanks very much.
Hope you're all right today. It's 4:10. I've got Kara Hilson coming next.
It's a very difficult time of year, isn't it, to choose what to wear?
Well, it was summer yesterday, and now look.
Well, it was summer when I left the house this morning.
Very changeable, isn't it?
Honestly.
So we had a meeting about Scott Mills the Musical last night. Thank you to everyone that followed us on Twitter. It was very productive, actually. Loads of really good ideas. We went through a lot of your plot lines that you lot have been sending in, so thank you. And while we were having our meeting, you were doing some actual research, weren't you?
By going
to a theatre.
I was. I went to a theatre last night in North London to see a play.
And what did you see?
Well, it's called When the Rain... Is it When the Rain Starts? When the rain
Was it any good?
It was... seriously, it was brilliant. It was... When the Rain Stops Falling is what it's called, and it was brilliant. And they made it rain on stage.
But you were about to recommend something and said it was brilliant... But didn't know what it was called.
No, I couldn't remember what it was called because I didn't get a programme. So, anyhow, it was called When the Rain Stops Falling. Okay. And they made it rain on stage and everything. So we could bring that to the musical if you want.
That could be a health and safety issue, I think.
Really?
Well, a little bit, maybe.
Okay.
Did anyone fly across the stage?
Nobody flew across the stage.
Well, it was rubbish then.
But I might have helped with the casting.
Do you think?
Yeah, because I went... After Hello?
Yeah.
Were you bored of this story?
No, the one that doesn't speak's doing the twittering, but he's doing it on his mobile, so you keep getting...
Oh, is that?
Yeah. Scott's running around this side of the desk thinking it's his phone, and it's not. It's the one that doesn't speak.
Yeah.
He's Twitter. He's on Twitter.
He's just connected to that WAP and all that sort of stuff.
He is, isn't he?
He doesn't know he's doing it.
Sorry, anyway, interrupt your story. So no flying on stage, but there was rain.
No flying on stage, but there was rain. I think I might have got a cast member.
Yes, I was going to ask, did you meet any possible actors for that for our show?
Yes, because we had dinner afterwards, and a different member of the...
What? Had dinner with who?
Well, with one of the members of the cast.
Did you have your big cigar?
No.
Oh,
listen.
My God. Right, were you just waiting outside stage door?
No.
And then just grabbed them in a taxi and took them to a restaurant?
Did you have a massive cigar on?
No.
Do you want to be famous?
There was a very, very good actress in the play who had dinner with us afterwards, called Naomi,
yeah.
Right?
And you had dinner with her?
Had dinner with her. She's been in Primeval on ITV and everything. Yeah. Anyhow, she was brilliant in the play. And as the red wine started to flow, I did consider say to her, I could get you a part in a musical. But fortunately, I stopped myself because then she started to tell about auditions she'd had for big films and other sort of TV series and stuff. Hollywood and America and stuff. So I stopped myself because I thought I might have made a bit of an idiot of myself if she was thinking of, you know, breaking America and I'd offered her a part in Scott Mills' musical in Edinburgh for three nights.
Good job you held back there, I think.
She's from Bolton, though, so I thought she could play Coxie if we have Coxie in it. Or Vernon.
But she's busy in Hollywood.
But no, I think she's open to offers.
Why don't you ring her now?
Ring her.
Because we didn't swap numbers.
Oh, I thought he was going to fall for that one.
Might
I thought he was going to go, yeah.
That was because
really
we didn't
work.
Swap numbers and because it would be professional to go through her agent, obviously, for this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Stop trying to get me in deeper trouble than I've probably already got myself
Sounds
in.
Like I had a really good night.
It was a brilliant play and she was fantastic and a very talented actress. Oh, God. This is all for you, I was doing this.
I know, I appreciate it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Harry.
Hi, Harry, where are you today?
I'm at school in Horsham.
Horsham?
Yeah.
How can I help?
Well, basically, I've just had my French listening exam.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if anyone could tell me what the answer to the last question was.
Oh, yeah, because loads of people have done French listening today.
Yeah.
What do you think the answer was?
Something like letting small children talk to strangers gives them confidence.
Right.
I would hazard a guess it wasn't that.
I think it might have been.
Becky's good at French.
That doesn't sound like the sort of thing they'd be advocating
no.
in the exam, though, does
no,
it?
No, not really. Okay, well, we'll ask people, because loads of people have done this today as well.
But shouldn't it have been don't let small children talk to strangers?
Well, I think the person before said, I'm not going to let my children talk to strangers because it's dangerous. And he went, I think they should be able to.
Right.
Oh, maybe, so maybe,
right.
Then,
maybe you're right. I don't need any of this anyway, because remember, I've got that application on my phone which tells me everything I need to know about France and stuff.
Does it say, does it tell you not to talk to strangers?
Let me just ask it.
Well, he doesn't have to now because he's got his application. Yeah.
I'd have to talk to anyone, French or otherwise. Listen.
Je voudrais aller à une fête.
Yeah, I'm going to. I feel like going to a party.
Yeah, but hey, why are you translating the French from your phone?
Because it's good. Oh, come on. Hello? See, it's rubbish now.
This is obviously a very difficult, a very, very difficult phrase that's coming up.
Je voudrais aller à un concert.
I feel like going to a concert.
No, you shouldn't. Now, you shouldn't give the answer here. Harry's the French expert.
Okay, what's this, Harry?
Oh,
that's the concert one again. This is going well. No.
You got, where, Harry?
Where is the... I didn't catch the last word.
Perb.
Curve.
Perb.
Where is the perb? No, where is the perb?
Oh, the pub.
Yeah! Woo! We'll find out the answer for you in a minute. Sorry about my rubbish French application.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Harry, good news on your French listening. Harry thought it was, let children talk to strangers, it will give them confidence. People mostly think that he's got that kind of right. So well done, Harry. A lot of people have been saying the same thing, that they put that or something similar to it today, and are now hoping that was correct. I think it was, apart from Matt, who's been on saying, you're actually wrong, and the last answer on your French listening was, don't let cars into the city centre.
That would be a strange response, wouldn't it?
It would.
I don't let my children talk to strangers.
But just say you've got it right, it's all fine. That was Empire of the Sun and We Are the People, and this is Scott on Radio 1.
Is Tom in Leeds guessing what it was, or is he just making a statement?
Go on.
I love garlic bread.
I don't know, so that could have been another answer.
Yeah,
see?
Okay.
I'm a bit worried about Mr. T.
Why?
Well, I'm just a little bit concerned about some of his career choices at the moment.
Why, what's he doing? What, like coming on this show?
Well, there was that.
Yeah.
And then he did that that film where he talked to a raven, do you remember?
Yeah.
Where he just, it was just him talking to a crow for about 2 hours.
Oh, so you're taking a special interest in the child and the bear. You think she and I have much in common? Oh, I doubt that. She's but a child with a bear. Who's she turning into a pet? That's so true.
That wasn't the best idea, was it?
Well, maybe there wasn't a lot of other stuff around at that time.
Yes, yes, I know she's only a child, and I may have frightened her and possibly stunted her growth.
That wasn't great. Now, guess what he's been doing?
I don't know.
He's been doing singing before baseball matches.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. Who is that girl? Was she from Britain's Got Talent, the girl that sang at the FA Cup final?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, he's doing something similar.
Oh, what? You mean the girl that sang the national anthem?
That's it, yeah.
I have no idea who she was.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, Mr. T's been doing the same. He's been singing at these, at the start of baseball games. Would you like to hear him and what he does?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay, so the crowd are going crazy for Mr. T, and here he is.
All right, Cubs fans, let me hear it. A one, a two, a three. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. Let me
I've had enough.
Root for the Cubs.
I think we need to find what Mr. T's forte is, because it ain't singing. Do you know what I'm saying? Bless him.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
We do need to get Mr. T in the music, or at least try, because he is quite good at music. I think we're forgetting. Remember, treat your mother right. This is a classic. Looking for some love, looking for some bargains. Right, you come to the right place. It's Becky's Classifieds on Radio 1. It's a one-stop shop.
What, for love and at a bargain price?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, what...
Find love in a second-hand toilet seat in the same place. Who'd have thought?
That's me.
Hugh Stevens, off Radio 1, reads out the classifieds. These are real adverts that are on the internet right now. It's all out there on the web. First one?
Are you aged between 24 and 35?
Yes.
Are you looking to meet some cool new friends?
Yes.
Are you sick of spam adverts and losers hitting on you?
Yes.
Can you drink your own body weight in wine?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like kebabs?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Can you carry on dancing until your blisters have blisters?
Yes. Yes.
Are you loud and obnoxious when you're out?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you looking to have some nice quiet nights in where you slate men?
Yes.
If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then get in touch. I'm having a girls-only night on Wednesday. So far, there's going to be about 25 of us, none of whom have met each other before, but are all looking forward to meet some genuine people.
Oh, that's rubbish, because I aren't
Let's
yes go. To all those,
Let's
though.
Go.
Can we go?
Do you put that outfit on that you wore for your 80s sitcom revival weekend party that you had round yours? Nobody will know the difference.
I've still got that dress.
You might, you look, unfortunately, it makes you look like you're
Susan
not
Susan Boyle.
Yeah. Maybe go for a younger looking wig.
Yeah.
So you can still
Because you need to look
35.
Like you're in that 35, 24, yeah. 35 age range.
The grey hair doesn't...
So you think if I still wore the Subo dress but got a younger wig, I'd be fine?
Yeah.
I'll get an outfit as well and we'll go.
All right.
We are all aged between 24 and 30 and looking to extend our dwindling circles of friends. So if you're free on Wednesday and can get to Hackney, then get in touch. Please bring your own stories and gossip. See you all soon, Rachel.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, it must be. You can get there for tonight, can't you?
Hackney, though.
What are you saying about Hackney, chappers?
I'm saying that for those that don't know
Not
London...
Not even for 25...
That for those that don't know London, it would be a struggle to get there from here in time, is I what
to,
I was saying.
I used to live in Hackney.
I know you did. You frequently told very interesting stories about your time in Hackney. Never on air.
Yeah.
But it is, isn't it? You know, just so people get an idea, we're
it's
in central London.
To get there
and
on the train,
and that's
yeah.
East London, so it would take a while to for us to get there.
Hackney's where I had the car chase that time.
Yeah, and didn't you fall asleep on the bus there once, or was that Dave?
That was Dave.
Was that Dave?
Yeah, you're mixing me up becoming
like
a Dave.
Scott would ever get the bus.
I got the tube today.
Yeah, you did. And then you phoned me and said, how do I get there? And I was trying to explain to you the walking directions and you went, oh, it's all right, I'll just get a taxi. So you'd almost got there and you still got a taxi in the last bit.
And when you lived in Hackney, didn't you once make a taxi wait for you and it got carjacked?
It was when I was doing the early morning show that Greg does now.
Yeah.
And obviously...
You were late.
I was in the shower, and whilst I was in the shower, the man was waiting for me in the taxi to bring me to Radio 1, and yes, he did get carjacked.
Right.
Funny.
No, it isn't.
That's awful.
Yeah. Anyhow, but it is a long...
So you've been on time ever since because you learnt your lesson.
That's right. Anyway, I can't do tonight, can you?
No, I can't.
If it's
do
next
tonight.
Wednesday, fine.
Yeah.
Next.
Tom, I met you at Guilty Pleasures, Coco, on Saturday the 30th of May.
Ah, okay.
So if you were called Tom and you were at that club in London on Saturday, this could be the girl for you.
It's a good night, that night, as well.
Oh,
Guilty
it?
Pleasures, yeah, really good. So, if you are going
are
out
you
with someone...
to get a gig there or something?
No. If you're going out with someone called Tom, this could be it.
But you left before I had a chance to give you my number. Fancy meeting for sushi sometime?
I think if you
I
were...
won't wear the luminous leggings next time.
I think if you were going out with Tom already, you'd know he was your boyfriend and not be posting misconnections adverts. Oh, yeah.
Good point, Becky.
That is a good point.
But I think this is one of our sushi-loving friends.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Not sure I'd want to eat sushi off luminous leggings.
Well, she said she's not going to wear them next time.
Oh, well, there you go, then.
Tom's obviously hot.
What are you basing that on?
This.
Well, okay.
Next.
Guy at the phone shop.
Hey.
Guy Another at the phone shop.
Oh, it was another one, okay. Yeah. Guy at the phone shop.
I think your name's Tom. Last week, I went to get a top-up. You were deep in your thoughts and didn't notice me for a while and then apologised for making me wait.
Now,
is this the same Tom?
I don't mean to get your hopes up, but if you're in a shop and you've been waiting a while, they normally say, "I'm sorry to keep you waiting." It doesn't mean that he fancies you. It's just courtesy.
I went back to the shop today. I was sad not to see you, but then you came out from the shop to serve me. Just to let you know, I loved your smile and your voice. You're very handsome. Hope you won't read this anyway, as I get a fluster when I see you. The note on the side says I should highlight the benefits of whatever you're offering. I'm offering you a compliment. I hope it makes you feel good and doesn't cause any trouble with your girlfriend or friends.
Oh. Imagine if you're Tom's girlfriend now, listening to this.
That'd be all right.
Two people loved you.
And you know you'd got a hottie and you'd better hold on to him.
Yep. Everyone's after
Tom.
Everyone's after him. Next.
Full-size working Dalek. £500.
Oh, this is good.
I think this would be brilliant to get.
Full size and working. Yeah. How does it... Daleks aren't
just
real.
Just goes around attacking people.
I thought they only worked by having a small man inside them that pushed them round.
Maybe he must come with it for £500.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a fully sized Dalek with a built-in voice to light modulator that makes you sound like a Dalek. It also squirts water out of the gun. Colour of Dalek black, silver and gold. Can deliver if you want more information. Give me a ring. This is not a toy, it's the real thing.
It's not
reluctant to sell, but I'm moving house.
It's not real.
It can't be the real thing if it squirts water, can it?
They never squirted water, did they?
Oh, David Tennant's never run away from a Dalek because it was squirting water at him, has he?
Exterminate. Smell my flower. No. Rubbish.
Whoa, the Daleks have never been so camp. Woo, smell my flower.
No, I was interested until the water bit.
Next. Looking for a MacBook.
Okay.
I need a MacBook for school. I have the following, and I'm willing to trade. Pack of napkins. Can of vegetables. You choose the vegetable. Robin Hood, Men in Tight, DVD. Half-used Glade candle. Fresh linen scent. Bottle of lemon-lime Gatorade. Unopened. 19 Ziploc sandwich bags. Pack of socks. Box of 63 crayons. Missing cadet blue. Black belt, not a karate belt. 60-watt light bulb. Homemade Play-Doh. Button with a picture of a chicken saying, "Where's the beef?" Button with a picture of a cow saying, "Where's the chicken?" Bag of ranch corn nuts. If you are interested in trading your MacBook for any of the previously listed items, please email me.
Oh yeah, I'd happily hand over my MacBook for some homemade Play-Doh. How do you do that?
I know how to make homemade Play-Doh. It's
how?
Amazing. My mum used to make it when I was little.
Hey?
It's really easy. It's just like flour and some water and some... It's either bicarbonate of soda or baking powder, I think. And you literally stir it on the pan on the top and then add loads of food colouring. Because when you first get it's so warm. It's amazing. And you can make of it as
was
much
that for a meal?
As you want. No, you don't eat it.
I was going to say, it's a very strange thing to make you.
Should you make us eat it?
Well, the way you were saying...
That's why the size I am now, because I spent my childhood eating Play-Doh.
You told me last night that you were like a size of a ball when you were.
Was.
Is that all the Play-Doh you were eating?
Next, regarding rattan and wood bookshelf, £20.
Okay.
Oh, this is where it all kicks off.
Why?
For the love
angry.
Of God, must you post this same ugly bookshelf every single day? I've seen it on this site at least 30 times. Give us a break for a few days, would you? Nobody wants it. It's ugly.
They're complaining about their ad.
Someone else's ad, yeah.
Try lowering the price. Try setting it in front of your house with a free sign on it. Try anything, but please get a clue that nobody wants it. Oh, and by the way, it's rattan with a double T, not rotten. Now, please take a break.
Wow.
No
one wants
it. Harsh,
no one wants your rattan bookcase. And that was Becky's Classifieds.
I used to love the smell of Play-Doh.
I'm going
to
go and make you some.
Oh, good, excellent. What a nice afternoon snack.
That could be your forte. Lovely snack.
I'll have a cup of tea and a bit of Play-Doh before 5:30.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, a lot of you very much enjoyed this last week when we did What's Becky's Forte? We're just trying to find something that Becky is brilliant at to prove to her that she's not completely talentless. Because you've never excelled at anything. You were good at lots of things, but you need something that, like, everyone's got a talent, haven't they?
Mm.
And you haven't found what yours is yet.
Does opening jars not count?
I don't think we can count that.
Mm.
last week.
But she was very good at it.
She is good at that.
Excellent at it, in fact.
I still want to find something better that I can say is my talent rather than opening jars.
We're doing a whole feature around this. If we just ended it on, she can open jars really well.
That wasn't even part of the feature, was
exactly.
it? That just came out
That
randomly.
Just came back willy-nilly. If you missed this last week on What's Becky's Forte, we got a bloke called Beardy Man to see if beatboxing was Becky's hidden talent.
Little
Where's
chipmunk
that noise coming from?
Little chipmunk.
Hello.
Yeah, that's it. If you go like up and down. Yeah, but really fast. But if you go railway, like you're saying railway without any of
that. Railway.
Railway. Try this. Can you go shh like that?
Shh.
Cool. Now go as if you go say ew like that. Now go. No, without the voice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you saying that I'm not sounding like you? Because in my head it sounds exactly the same.
I think you're making astounding progress.
So we tried beatboxing
last
week.
He was very
week.
Diplomatic, wasn't he?
He was. What a nice bloke he was, Beardy Man. Beatboxing didn't go so well. So tomorrow, we're going to try and find something else.
What's Becky's forte?
I've just been thinking what you're good at.
Why is Tappers laughing so much? Does he know what it is?
No, I don't know what it is.
Try and guess what I think you might be good at, and we're going to test it tomorrow.
What I think Becky might be good at?
Yep.
Does it involve making Play-Doh?
No.
Any kind of cooking?
No. I just think it might be her talent that she hasn't discovered yet.
Is it something sporty?
Kind
is it
of.
Is it like going down the tug-of-war route? Because we still need to find out whether she is any good at tug-of-war, which she was at school.
Tomorrow.
What's Becky's forte?
Cheerleading. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to teach you how to do cheerleading and see if that is your forte. How hard can it be? I tried it last year, do you remember? I had to get the pom-poms out. I had like a wig on.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, you did, didn't
I had the
you?
Whole skirt thing on. I was rubbish. But you might be good at it. So we're going to bring some cheerleaders in tomorrow. You're not off tomorrow, are you, Trappers?
No, I'm not.
Right,
no.
Good.
I'm here tomorrow.
Good.
So why?
No, just because I'm cheerleaders.
Is she going to do a routine?
Yep.
I think that's the idea. And then
are you going to do that pyramid thing that they sometimes do?
What, with me on the top?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That could be your forte.
Well, if it is my forte, then I'll definitely do that, won't I?
Yes. So find out if Becky is good
Which cheerleaders are coming in? Do you know which cheerleaders
are
coming?
Why, are you straight on Google there looking them up?
No, I'm not. I'm just interested.
That's all we need to know at the moment.
All right.
Cheerleading is tomorrow on What's Becky's Forte. Beatboxing not so good last week. We'll give it a go tomorrow and see what happens.
Podcast.
Oh, what's the kidding?
And now our daily guessing game quiz. It's easy to play along. When you have, text me. Let me know how you did.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Not holding up too much hope for you today, Chappers.
Oh, right, thanks very much. Why?
You'll find out in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, what's the kidding?
First off, did anyone see that programme on Channel 4 last night called My Monkey Baby?
No, because I was busy trying to cast your musical.
Oh, yeah, you were trying to get actors and actresses.
Yeah.
Mostly actresses. Do you want to be famous? Do you want to be a musical?
You sounded like Chris Moyles then.
No, I didn't. Lots of people in the office talking about this show today. I did actually manage to see a little bit of it on Channel 4 Plus One.
Right.
After our meeting last night. And it's all about people, this show, who adopt monkeys and then kind of act like they're their children. Bit odd.
Right.
Yeah. But it did make my flatmate go, while he was cooking the dinner, oh, I really want one. Because they are quite cute, but it's just the way that these people were kind of...
That sounds a bit
talking about them like they were their kids. Do you know what I've always wanted?
What?
A monkey butler. I think I've said this before.
A monkey butler?
Yeah, well, you just dress them up in a suit.
Yeah.
And they bring you drinks and stuff on a tray.
You can't dress monkeys up in clothes.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because there's some cruel to them. They don't wear clothes in the wild.
You're telling me a monkey wouldn't like to wear a nice smart suit?
Well, I don't know for sure.
I have a slight feeling.
It depends what the wage packet is.
You might have some. What it was? The WWF after yours, maybe?
Isn't that the wrestlers? Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to get some WWF wrestlers after me because I've just said about a.
No, they're WWE.
Hulk Hogan.
What are they going to do? They're trying to sit on me, break a chair over my face.
For being cruel to monkeys.
No, you can just bring your drinks and stuff. It'll be cool. Anyway, on the show last night, how many times did they say the word Silly Willy?
What?
It's the name of one of the monkeys on the show.
They've called the monkey Silly Willy?
Yeah.
Not only are they really cruel to it and dressing it up in clothes, they think of it a rubbish name.
I think you find that's more cruel than putting it in a suit.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. So how many times did they say Silly Willy, one of the monkey's names, on last night, My Monkey Baby on Channel 4?
12.
12 times. Becky?
5.
Let's find out. Now.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are all the Silly Willies on Channel 4 last night.
Her toddler, Silly Willy, has shared her bed since she adopted him as a baby.
Say hi to Silly Willy.
Mary Lynn is a health-conscious stay-at-home mum, so is careful to watch what Silly Willy eats. Today, Silly Willy has had a biscuit for the first time.
I talk to Silly Willy all of the time.
Mary Lynn thinks Silly Willy has taken some pills from her handbag, but she has no way of knowing. Unlike a child, Silly Willy can't say if he's taken the tablets or not.
I could use your help with Willy right now. Willy.
It's been a long day. Silly Willy has missed his nap, so he's struggling to keep it together. Apart from Silly Willy, she has Pincher, Maggie May, Sissy, and Chewbacca.
I feel as if Silly Willy is getting what he needs.
Chappers?
Does this person... Oh,
what?
Nothing.
I think it adds to it, the fact she says it in that accent.
I like it. Silly Willy.
He'd have thought she'd have, yeah.
So count them.
Silly Willy.
Silly Willy.
Silly Willy. Silly Willy.
Silly Willy.
Willy. Silly Willy. Silly Willy. Silly Willy.
Silly Willy.
Silly Willy.
Willy.
I made that 12 Silly Willys last night, so Chappers gets
Spot
the
on.
Point. Well done.
Oh! What's occurring?
That is really creepy.
It was quite a strange show. Right, next one. Hugh Stevens off Radio 1 was supposed to be doing this next one.
Right.
It was all kind of booked up, but then he got called away for some urgent business in South America.
Did he?
So he couldn't do it, yeah. What kind of business do you think he might be doing in South America?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I wouldn't like to guess. Are you sure this is true? He didn't just come up with quite an elaborate excuse so he didn't have to do whatever you wanted him to
do. No, it's urgent, apparently.
All right, okay.
So the last minute, we had to call in somebody else to do this for What's Occurring Today, and that person was Becky.
Right.
So
she should really get this right, shouldn't she?
Maybe Becky has a slight unfair advantage, which is why I was saying that I don't hold out much hope for you
today. Right, okay.
Sorry about that. Now, also, for the idea of this, honest to God, I hadn't heard the news today before we decided to do this. Because what's the most dangerous thing you can do in the UK at the moment?
Oh, today, according to Newsbeat, trampolining.
That's right, trampolining is really dangerous. So...
Hi, Becky.
Hello.
As you can see, we're in a sports centre in that London on the world's biggest trampoline.
Oops. So...
So the two of you are on a trampoline together. It's revealed that trampolining is very dangerous.
Yeah, but we didn't know before we did this.
Okay.
So I'm kind of stood at the side of this massive trampoline.
Yeah.
And Becky has to answer questions about musicals, as many as she can, in 1 minute, while bouncing up and down a lot on the trampoline. Okay?
Okay.
How many things... gone.
It was one of those sports ones, not like one of those ones on Phoenix Nights.
Right.
It wasn't one of them. So, how many questions in 1 minute do you think she got, right, whilst bouncing up and down?
I can't even remember. How many?
Five.
Did she ask me?
I didn't tell you at the time.
I'm going to go five.
I think it's more than that. Six.
All right, seven.
Oh,
Final answers, please.
Fire. I'll be honest.
6.
I think this is slightly unfair, this one.
Told you. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's a bit of trampoline trivia.
Okay, the idea is you answer as many questions in 1 minute whilst having a good old bounce, all right?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Done this before?
No.
What's wrong?
I'm worried about how high I'm going to go.
Just close your eyes.
Really?
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Starting in 3, 2, 1, go. What was the name of the character in Hollyoaks who landed the part of Maria in The Sound of Music last year?
Summer.
Correct. Name the musical based on the story of Romeo and Juliet.
No, West Side Story.
Correct. Keep bouncing, close your eyes. Complete the lyrics from this song featured in The Sound of Music. High on a hill was a lonely goat herd. What? And she's down. Right, get up.
Is that right? Oh, yeah, no, correct. No more.
Oh. Name 3 movie musicals that John Travolta starred in.
Grease. Grease 2. Saturday Night Fever. No, he wasn't in Grease 2.
No.
Oh, will I stop? Please.
Okay. No, it was Grease, Saturday Night Fever and Hairspray.
Oh.
What musical was created by A.R. Rahman?
Pussycat Dolls.
No. Pussycat Dolls the musical. No. Bombay Dreams. Oh. And that's your minute up.
Thank God for that.
How you feel?
Oh. It feels good to be down.
You had a proper sweat on after that, didn't you?
Oh. It didn't sound like you were going very high. Considering you were worried about going through the roof, it didn't sound like you were going that high.
The woman that went on after you went higher, to be fair.
She was the coach.
Oh, yeah. What's the name of the musical by A.R. Rahman?
I'm looking forward to Pussycat Dolls. The musical.
Yep.
Oh, it's amazing.
A lot of people are asking if there's going to be a video of this. Yes. It'll be tomorrow at Radio 1 Online. And even though she was there, Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Ah, oh, Chappers.
Oh, what?
Do you know what? When I hear that song, there's one thing I wish. I think to myself, I wish I could watch the video as well.
Do you?
And now, I can.
How can you... I presume I meant to... How can you do that, Scott?
Do you want to ask that again? That was a bit rubbish.
All right, I didn't know we were doing this. We haven't rehearsed it or anything, so I'm improvising. How can you do that, Scott?
Exclusively at Radio 1 Online.
Really?
And nowhere else.
And what's the address of Radio 1 Online?
bbc.co.uk/Radio1.
And when you go there, what do you do?
You just click on Kelly Rowland's face.
Where's that?
On the homepage.
Right.
This is a video exclusive. Nobody else has got this. Only Radio 1 listeners can see it. I've spent loads on this video, so go and have a look. After 48 hours, other people can see it. So, go and have a look now.
48 hours only, you can only see it on Radio 1 Online.
That's it. Hence the word exclusive. When Love Takes Over, David Guetta, Kelly Rowland, Radio 1 video exclusive online now. Go and have a look.
Thought we did that well.
Also coming up at Radio 1 Online is footage of Becky bouncing up and down on a trampoline.
What, exclusive?
Yeah, no one else has got that.
For 48 hours or longer?
As long as they want to put it up there, it's going to be there.
Wow.
Now I'm thinking, what's going to get more hits on the website? Is it going to be this? Or is it going to be this?
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, yeah.
I wonder. Radio 1 Podcasts. Slurry in Cumbria has been on saying, oh no, sorry, Chris spreading slurry.
I was going to say, slurry is a very strange name for something.
Even Silly Willy.
Chris spreading slurry says, it's a tune. Sounds like Gaga, but I love it. Gaz the Trucker in Newbury. Cascada and evacuate the dance floor. 6:20 on Radio 1. It's time for Becky's Classifieds. Before that, Lee.
Hiya.
You right?
Yeah, I'm good. Scott, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Now, you've got something to say about one of the classifiers from earlier, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, there was the guy that was selling the Dalek.
Yes, let's just remind ourselves.
This is a fully-sized Dalek with a built-in voice-to-light modulator that makes you sound like a Dalek. It also squirts water out of the gun. Colour of Dalek black, silver and gold. Can deliver if you want. More information, give me a ring. This is not a toy, it's the real thing. Reluctant to sell, but I'm moving house.
That was one of the classifiers from earlier. I didn't want to sell his Dalek, but he's got enough room in his new house. What are you saying, Lee?
I think that's my old housemate.
Really?
Really. I used to live with this really scary guy who thought he was like Doctor Who.
What, okay. And he had a life? What, and he had a life-size Dalek?
Yeah.
So you think this may be the guy on Classifieds?
Might be. We used to live on this street that was, like, at the end of the street, there was, like, a gate to a park, and these people used to walk past the house, and we had the Dalek in the front room. I didn't want it in the front room, but he had it in the front room. And people used to stare in through the window. It was really embarrassing to sit in the front room.
Right. Was it just the Dalek he had?
No, he had a blue police telephone box as well.
What, a light? What, full size?
Yeah. Yeah, he had that in his bedroom. He kept that away.
But in the lounge was the Dalek in the front room.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
He was obsessed. And he used to get up at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning and watch it on UK Gold just to see if it was one that he hadn't got on tape.
Oh.
How long did you live with him for?
Not very long.
Are you still in touch?
No. Just I heard he'd moved to Brighton.
Oh, okay.
So that's on the advert in Brighton?
I don't know, actually. Yeah. Did he do anything else Doctor Who related?
He used to dress up as him.
Which
and walk
one?
Around town with, like, you know, like the Tom Baker Doctor Who. I didn't even like Doctor Who, but I know so much about Doctor Who now because I'm living with him. He used to dress up like the Tom Baker Doctor Who with, like, the hat and the scarf and everything and walk around town like that.
Wow. So he was a big fan?
Yeah, a bit.
Did he get any interest from people because it was right there in the front room in the window?
They just used to, like, stare in. And, like, when Doctor Who came back on the telly, they had a guy from East Midlands Today come round and film him with the Doctor Who and the Dalek, inside the Dalek, like, being, like, Lincoln's biggest Doctor Who fan.
The whole of Lincoln never had such a big Doctor Who
they
fan.
They interviewed him with him dressed as a Dalek?
I had to put up with it, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that. At least you've moved
on. All right. Yeah.
Did you ever go inside his police box when he wasn't
no.
in? Right.
Come on, you did just once, just to see what it was like.
No. I didn't want to. I was dead to think what I'd find in there.
So the new Doctor Who is now living in Brighton, is he?
Yeah.
Oh. Dressed up as Tom Baker?
Yeah.
Right, that's brilliant. Thanks for that, Lee. We'll try and find out if it's him.
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you, Scott.
Okay. Time for Becky's Classifieds. Quite like the follow-ups on Becky's Classifieds. That's quite good, isn't it? First one.
Woman to sit in my bathtub full of noodles wearing a bathing suit.
Wrong.
It is wrong, yes.
I will pay you £1 to sit in my bathtub full of noodles while you wear a one-piece swimming costume. I will not be home, nor will anyone else while you do this. I will leave the key for you and you will sit at your leisure. I will require at least a 5-minute stay. A neighbour will watch the front door from across the street and, using a supplied stopwatch, will time your entry and departure. Please supply your own footwear. The noodles will be cooked and, therefore, slippery. Do not bring any sauce. I will season the pasta after I return home prior to dinner.
Seriously, there's some weirdos on the internet.
But I'll pay you £1.
How did you find this one?
It's just on were the classifieds.
What kind of website were you on?
No, it was just amongst all the others.
What did you do? Google bath for me to lie in full of noodles?
No! It's on the site.
I'd quite like a follow-up on this one, though.
Would you?
Well, if anyone does
Nobody will ever do that.
Well, you never know. You never know. These are all real-life adverts on the internet. They're all out there.
Okay.
Next.
Trade cockatiel for wedding ring.
That's a strange swap.
I purchased this cockatiel for my girlfriend on Valentine's Day last year. Turns out the cockatiel's a great pet, except for the constant shedding, pooping, screaming, and absolute lack of affection for their owners. Harrington is the bird's name, and he would like to come and live with you.
You said that you needed a new pet, so I thought this one might be good.
Do they get rid of mice?
Well, might
probably,
scare them away, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, my girlfriend has formed an attachment to this animal. Apparently, she thinks it is cute when he buzzes by our heads at 100 miles per hour or screams as loud as he can while we try to make a mid-afternoon Sunday nap.
Oh, that would be annoying. I don't fancy that.
Some of his other great qualities include Chasing the dog, she leaves the room at the first notion that Harrington is free from his cage. The bird weighs a few ounces and the dog 75 pounds, but Harrington rules the roost, so to speak.
I don't like a bossy cockatiel.
Really? No. Have you had many experiences of bossy cockatiels?
Yeah, once they move in, they start taking over.
Watching TV, Harrington loves CNN. Something about political talk on TV really gets Harrington going. Afraid he would rupture his vocal cords during the 24-hour coverage of the 2008 presidential election.
At least he's educated.
Yeah, could be worse channels he could be watching. I don't know. What's the worst channel than CNN?
I don't know.
France 24.
Oh, I like that one.
I don't.
That's good.
As news channels go, it's not my favourite. Next.
Total independence. Harrington's wings have grown out since we got him. He can fly fast. He doesn't want to be handled, touched, or even looked at. He has a tendency to hiss just before he bites. So in his defence, we are giving some warning.
Oh, God.
He sounds like a nightmare.
My girlfriend loves animals, all animals. Unfortunately, she has created an unexplainable bond with this bird. If it were up to me, I would set him free, but I fear I would be set free as well. I think the sting of losing her bird would be lessened if I had a wedding ring to replace him with. I would like to trade this wonderful pet, cage and all his paraphernalia included, for a wedding ring. The ideal candidate would be a woman who recently broke off her engagement and is looking for a companion. If you know someone, please pass along this posting.
That's brilliant. I see what he's trying to do there, though. That's good.
Yeah.
Get rid of an annoying bird. Get a wedding ring. Good. I don't fancy it. It sounds a really high-maintenance pet.
Plus, you're not a recently engaged woman who's broken off her engagement, so you can't provide the wedding ring.
That's right. I don't have any rings. Even though there is a thread on unofficialmills.co.uk at the moment asking if I'm married. Is that on my marriage finger, that hand?
No, that's on your right hand. And on your left hand, it's on the middle finger, right. So no.
So I'm not married.
You're not wearing a wedding ring,
just to check. Okay, here's somebody looking for some old instruments, I think. This could be you, maybe?
Husband wants a rusty trombone for his birthday.
Okay.
My husband has asked for a rusty trombone for his birthday, which is Wednesday. I've scoured the pawn shops and music stores, and I haven't found one. I am guessing that rusty ones will be cheaper than new ones, and I don't know what the big deal is, but it's what he wants, and he is very specific about it.
Okay, well, hopefully they might get a few more replies now that we've done this on Radio 1.
There must be someone with a second-hand instrument that wants
you would
to
think
give it
so.
Away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have bought a dozen new ones at this point, but he says that a rusty trombone is nostalgic for him, so I suppose it will mean more. If you're selling or even giving away a rusty trombone, please let me know what you have, how much it costs, and how can I get it. Will you deliver it, or will I have to go to you?
Do you know
They sound like they really want one.
I think Matt Fincham might have one. And if they're open to offers, he might sell it for a nice price.
Yeah, he's quite musical,
isn't
he?
He's really musical. He plays every instrument, so...
Has he got a lot of old instruments?
Mm. Well, he must know someone that does have one, so...
Right, cool. Well, can you check if he's got a rusty trombone or anyone that he knows for this person?
Also, suggestions on how to wrap such a thing. Please help. I am down to the wire on this thing, and I don't like being this late with a gift.
So there we are, that person's desperate, so maybe get in touch with us and we can reply to the ad on your behalf. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Helen, thank you, Helen. Just trying to be helpful, I think, in Oxford says, well, just buy a new trombone and leave out in the rain for a few days. Well, Helen, that won't happen because we're getting loads of texts from people saying... You won't be able to happen. Brass doesn't rust at all. So that's probably why they find it so difficult to find one.
Radio 1.
So it does look like there's very little chance of getting a rusty trombone.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Make sure you follow us on Twitter if you want to know everything about Scott Mills the Musical. You probably have heard this by now, but we're actually doing a musical at the Edinburgh Festival in the second week of August for 3 nights. Thousands of people were following us during our meeting yesterday evening, which we're having about the musical.
It
went really well. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's Mills the Musical.
We've got some excellent stuff in store for you, chappers.
Oh, yeah.
In what sense?
We've been getting loads of people's ideas. Please keep sending them in, by the way.
Yeah.
Plot lines and stuff. But Yeah, your role has dramatically changed.
How?
Well, we can't really say.
But I thought I was doing box office and a bit of casting.
No, we can't. Like, it changes all the time. But at the moment, wow. You're right. Going to be great in this.
Not well, actually, I hope he is.
I really think so.
What do you mean, in it?
Well, no, you're not going to be in it,
no.
But someone will play you.
Right.
And the storyline is, whew, red hot.
Okay.
Also, I've got a bit of disappointing news. We found out the theatre that we're doing the musical at in Edinburgh may not be big enough for Wing to be able to fly.
Oh, dear.
I'm actually really disappointed by that.
Right.
Because every good musical has got someone flying in it on the stage. Or it rains.
Or it rains.
Like the one
like
you
the
saw
one
yesterday.
I saw last night.
What was the one you saw yesterday called? Ah, you can't remember again.
When the rain stops falling, I think.
And they had actual rain on stage.
Yeah, they did. And
surely
then it stopped.
It's easier to make really easier to make someone fly than to rain. Anyway,
I don't know.
I don't know anything about lighting or staging or anything like that. So.
You know, like in Avenue Q, where they dress in black and then have the puppets.
Yeah,
you should dress all in black and just
carry
Wing
around
your head.
Work her from behind.
Yeah, why not? Just if you're in black behind you, if you just hold Wing up and sort of run about a bit, it could look like she's
it's
flying.
Like budget version of it.
Oh yeah, we haven't got all the money in the world, have we?
Right, if we can't make her fly, if it's too small, surely the stage is big enough for her to just. Can't we just move her up and down a bit? Can we just winch her up and winch her down? I just want there to be some movement. I don't just have her standing there in angel wings.
Well, I could get a stepladder and she could just climb up and down.
No, that's rubbish as well. I want actual movement, which looks like she's kind of flying or
well, that's what
levitating.
I think my idea of you just carrying her and throwing her about a bit would be the best.
We'll see. Follow us on Twitter, Mills the Musical. Any more ideas you got, send them in to my email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.